I'd like to share with you this morning from Galatians, the third chapter, verses 10 through 13. Supporting the scripture, Romans 6. And we're going to read verses 22 and 23 again for your consideration. In the Holy Bible, in Galatians, we find the Bible declares, "For as many as are of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Supporting scripture, Romans 6, 22 and 23. "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And let us look at that 13th verse again of Galatians. "Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." We have to use a thought or subject this morning. I'd like to speak from the thought, don't let the curse kill you. Don't let the curse kill you.
Do the best you can. For when the Spirit of the Lord starts to move, what a good feeling to know that God is still with us. And we owe God some praise. You don't have to dance to praise him, but you ought to feel something down on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Being that we are blessed with so many guests this morning, I guess I'll go ahead and try to preach. But where we are now, you should have got it while I was going through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let the curse kill you. By the grace of God, we are here on this last Sunday of March. 3 months have come and 3 months are already gone. So let us be good stewards of our time and not take anything for granted. Because as we well know, in this world in which we live and everything is happening all around us, along with the fact that we know what may happen, we don't know what's going to be happening on any given day. Now that it's springtime, people are planning and thinking about what and where they're going to go for a vacation, and it's good and necessary to plan and to put your reservations in, taking care of the business at hand. Many places will ask whether you want to take out insurance, so that just in case something unexpectedly happens, you can cancel or adjust your plans. There's always the reality with life that none of us know the day, the hour that the Lord may call our name. You see, all of us have an appointment with God. Life, as James teaches us when he said in the 4th chapter, the 13th and 14th verses, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanisheth away." Then he goes on to say, "Ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we will, and we shall live and do this or that." So in other words, we it's good to make plans, but there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to carry those plans out. But I have been latched on to this particular verse for some time, and it's part of my conversation that if I tell you that I'm going to do something, I say, if the Lord will, I'll be there tomorrow. If the Lord will, we're going to do this. Because there's some things about the Word of God we need to learn that applies to us, and we need to hold on to it and don't be afraid to share God's Word. If it's God's will, then those of us that are here, and it had to be in His will, that the ones that are here are who He decided that would be here this morning. None of us have the knowledge to say how long we would be here. Only God knows the day that we shall leave this earth. Many of us must trust and have faith in God and know that whatever His will is for our lives, by faith, we believe in the divine plan of God. Faith is very important to every believer. Because without faith, you can go through some things and know that some way, somehow, God is going to work it out. By faith, we know that when we get up in the morning, if we trust God, that He will do those things that we have asked Him to do. But when we walk by faith, we got to trust that we are walking somewhat in darkness, not able to see, but believing that what we are looking for is there. Faith. Faith is that thing that's going to help us to make it through our good days as well as our bad days. When you have faith in God, then you know that God will do exactly what needs to be done. As we look back over our lives, it has been said by many that we need to break our generational curses, meaning that our offspring may follow in our footsteps and make some of the same mistakes as we did. There are things that we encounter in life and things that we have seen our elders, our mothers, our fathers, uncles and aunts, and even our cousins. We witness some of the things that they have gone through and some of the things that God has done in their lives. We witness those things that even though we realize that you are grown and you can do what you want to do, but we have to understand that God's ever-watching eye is upon us. And so because God's eye is upon us, we must trust and realize that we have to be careful what and how we do things. Now, when we talk about generational curses, we realize that we have seen our loved ones, our ancestors, those that lived before us. We've seen how they handled their business. Then we've seen how they conduct themselves outside the church house as well as in the church house. We know or should know how to act in church. But sometimes we have individuals that don't even know how to act in the house of God. See, when we come to serve God, we come to give our God praise. And I know that there are those of us that have seen some of our ancestors and elders do some things that we've felt like this is just not right. So what we have to do is come to a place where we can break that generational curse. You don't have to be what daddy was. And you don't have to do what any and everybody say. I believe that there comes a time that we got to trust in the power of God. I believe that as believers, we need to show them by example how to live, how to go through suffering, how to deal with pain, how to deal with anger. Don't you know that when you were testifying and talking about being bullied and talking about what happens now, we have to be careful. We heard just on the news this past week, bullying killed a poor little child. And so when we look at how precious our children are, when we witness this morning how talented and gifted they are and how they allowed God to use them, that is a blessing from the Almighty God. Don't never count yourself out because of somebody else. Don't ever allow nobody to tell you that you're never going to be nothing. You got to trust the power of a loving God. Sometimes we find ourselves that one generation things may pass, and then you may skip one or two generations, and then all of a sudden things go right back to the same thing. Those of us that have been around for a minute, we know that we've seen it over and over again, how people will allow the enemy to lead and direct their very paths. But I believe if we trust the power of God, and I come to share with you our thought, which says, don't let the curse kill you. So now, when we look at the meaning of curse, it's a solemn utterance intended to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something. A word or phrase used to express anger or annoyance. Now, we know that the Bible declared that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And for many, sins comes very easy because of the generational curse. And we should know that sin has its consequences. There are those of us that when I was growing up, it seemed like our adults, they knew that they had responsibilities at home. They went to work and they took care of paying the bills, but on the weekend, you seen a brand new somebody. That somebody did any and everything they wanted to do all weekend long. And we saw some of these things. When I was growing up, I don't know what it was, but we just couldn't get along. Every time you turn around, every weekend, somebody's fighting. Now, in that day, they did more cutting than shooting. Most of the time, they'll pull a gun out and say what they're going to do, but they didn't actually do it. They got away from the just fair fight and just fight one another and go away and let it be all right. But we got to understand that we've seen that it's no secret all over town. Look a house there, look a house here, look a house here. And so they spent their time fellowshipping with their friends and doing whatever they wanted to do. But if you had those that are responsible enough to love their children and to keep a roof over your head, they still on Monday morning went out to that job, did everything they needed to do all week long. And I guess their mindset was that now the weekend has come, I can relax and enjoy and do some of the things that I want to do. But now, most of the adults didn't look at the fact that your children are watching you. Sometimes the adults didn't understand that when you're out in the midnight hour and the children are still awake and they're wondering, I hope mama's all right. I hope mama make it home okay. You see, sometimes we don't know the pressures that we put on our kids. Because of our lifestyle, because of what we want to do. But we have to come to a place where we have to have some respect. If you want respect, you got to give some respect. And if you do anything decent and in order, then things will work out. But I thank God that just because you had a daddy that was a drunk and drunk all up and down the street all day long, all weekend long, that don't mean that you are going to turn out to be a drunk. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because anybody that's close to my age know exactly what I'm talking about. Many of you have put down the bottle and stopped doing a whole lot of the things that you used to do. See, we were living in a time then that we didn't know much about the drugs and all of that stuff. All we knew that they like to drink liquor and do what they wanted to do. But things have changed. There's more things out there that the enemy will use against you. So what we want to let you know this morning, that when you are a child of the King, then you got to know that you don't have to be bound by the curse. One reason we don't have to be bound by the curse is because we serve a mighty God, a God that loves us so much that the Bible declared that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that if we believe in him, that we should have eternal life. And so I'm trusting and believing that God will do just what he said he would do. Now, Paul says to the Romans, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Sin only leads to death, but righteousness leads to life everlasting. The Bible declares, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that from a doctrine which was delivered unto you. Talking about that good news, where you know that Jesus died for your sins. Being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. And how many of us are willing to be honest enough to know that even after getting on the Lord's side, we don't do everything just right? We don't have all the answers. We got to know that we're still a work in progress. But I know that the Lord God will do what needs to be done in your life. If you call on the Lord in prayer, then you'll be able to say along with William, I know what prayer can do. I know that the Lord God will answer my prayer. May not come when I want him, but I have a God that is always on time. For when ye were yet servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit have ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Anybody honest enough to say you've done some things that you are ashamed of? Said some things that you wish you could take back? Done some things that was against the will of God and against the people of God? And all you got to do is learn how to pray to God, make amends, and know that the Lord God will do what needs to be done. But now, the Bible declares, being made free from sin, but become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. So for our young people this morning, what we understand or what we need you to understand is that you are taught right from wrong. Your wrong is sin. The right things that you do are in the will of God. And it's God's will that you be blessed, that you grow up and you learn who he is, that God will begin to allow you to be your own person. Every one of us got our own mind, our own heart, our own feelings. And so we can't overlook our young people. We got to let them know that I'm here, I'm right here by your side. We got to be able to tell them, if you are spiritual enough, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So you got to let them know that if you stay out in the world and allow the enemy to use you over and over again, and you don't take time out to repent and to ask the Lord for his forgiveness, then you may as well get ready, because there's only one place that you're going to go. That's down. We don't want to go down. We want to go up to the heavens where God is. We want to be ready whenever our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes to get us. We can work for sin, but know that it's a cruel master that has no care who it hurts, because the payoff is not your wages. The wages will be death, separation from God forever. But God doesn't want this to be the last say. He has decided that I'm going to give you a free gift. All you got to do is just trust in me. Don't you know it doesn't cost anything but just to open up your mouth and to believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins. And if you do that, the Bible declared that you shall be saved. Anybody know that if you confess to God, don't worry about pleasing folk. A lot of times you be careful about your testimony. A lot of times you got to be careful not to let any and everybody know what you're going through. Everybody not going to be praying for you. Somebody's going to be praying against you. Somebody, their hope is that you won't make it. But how many of you know, as long as I got the Lord on my side, long as I know who God is and whom I belong to, I realize everything is going to work out. I'm striving for eternal life. I'm striving to reach my goal. And that goal is to be where Jesus is. So when we look here at our text this morning, our text tells us, as we look here in the Word of God, we realize that there are times that things are going to go wrong. But you got to trust the power of a loving God. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So in other words, you are cursed if you hear the word of God. If you read the word of God and don't adhere to what God's word says. It's all right to say I came to church. But did you get anything after you got here? It's all right to say that I love the Lord. But you got to love God with all of your heart. You got to trust that the Lord God will be right there by your side. But I come to tell somebody this morning, but that no man is justified by the law, not in the sight of God. It is evident for the just shall live by faith. I'm walking by faith day and night. I'm trusting the power of a loving God. I know that I serve a God that will do exactly what I need him to do. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth those things shall live by them. I want to walk by faith and trust the power of a loving God. I want to let you know this morning, don't allow the curse to kill you. For if you don't get out of your mess, if you don't change your wicked ways, the Bible declared that hell will be your home. But I'm so glad this morning that the Bible declares Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. So I come to tell you that when we think about when God hung up on Calvary and he hung there on the cross, had all power in his hand. But that cross was made of wood, and that wood came from a tree. For the Bible declares in our text this morning, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. But anybody glad that the Lord our God hung on the tree for us, died for us, made a way for us? He is our God. And I trust him with everything that I got. Is there anybody in the house that know as our brothers and sisters come together, you got to take a self-examination. You got to know that you don't want to be caught up in your mess. But I want to let you know that you got to get released from the curse. I'm so glad that God has broken the curse of all generations. For I know that I don't care what my daddy was. I got a mind that I got to be who God made me to be. I don't care how much anybody say you don't have nothing. You got to know that what you got come from the Lord. And is there anybody here that don't want the curse to kill you? Don't you know that curse is all wrapped up in sin? And if you are sinning and not doing the will of God, you got to trust that God will be right there by your side. I'm so glad this morning to serve a mighty God. And I want to know, is there anybody in here that have realized that you have been delivered from the curse of sin? You've been delivered from your corrupted mind. You've been delivered from talking about folk. You've been delivered from lying on folk. I've been delivered from trying to be so judgmental. For I realize that none of us are better than nobody else. Just because we're in ministry, we gotta die, and if we don't live right, you can preach all you wanna preach. But if you don't hold on to God's unchanging hand, if you don't have the word hidden in your heart, then you might die and go to hell. But I wanna know how many in the house have made up your mind that I'm gonna trust the Lord. I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna do what I can while I can. I'm gonna call on the name of Jesus early in the morning, late in the midnight hour. I know the Lord is right there by my side. I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad this morning that I got stripped, delivered from the curse that was in my family. But I'm so glad. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of where I come from, because I learned how to be strong. I learned how to be faithful. I learned how to trust God. I learned how to not listen to the naysayers. Don't you know there's somebody that don't want you to have no joy? There's somebody that don't want you to have salvation. But I come to tell you, you don't have to worry, for Jesus died for all of us. And because he died, hung on that tree, made everything all right. So I'm so glad that I'm not going to die and go to hell. I got my mind made up that I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I can hear my Savior saying, oh, John, hold on and hold out. For I am your God. You are my people. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to trust him. Do I have any help in here? Anybody want to help me? Lift up the name of Jesus. Anybody want to tell the Lord, I love you, Lord. I got the Lord on my side. Don't let the curse of sin, don't let the curse kill you this morning. So many of us don't realize or recognize just how far we've come. I'm so glad that God delivered us. He delivered us from all of our generational curses, even in our little town, right along this whole strip. All those things that I was talking about was going on. But we had church anyhow. The Spirit of the Lord was here anyway. But we got to trust that God will do what needs to be done. I trust him to be the God that we can depend on. If time can clean up the city, then time can clean you up. In God's own time, you got to make up your own mind. No one can do it but you. And we have to set an example. We've come a long way, but there's more that our young people have to fight against than what we had to endure. There was never a time that we had to worry about our children being in danger when they was at the schoolhouse. Now you can't go to hardly any school without seeing some type of officer there to try to keep the peace. And even in the midst of those efforts, we still have children dying. We still have a lot of rage and uneasiness in our school system. So we ask you to help your children understand that sin will cause you to stay down. But if you trust the power of God, you see, when you talk about God to them, you got to show God in you to them as well. It does not mean that you got to be holier than thou. It does not mean that you keep them from living their lives, but just make them be aware that the wages of sin is death. Now, they may not understand what wages are, but don't you know those things that you've done, that's going to be your worth. I serve a God that is willing to do what needs to be done in all of our lives. There's some of us that are still caught in the curse. But we come to tell you, don't let the curse kill you. For as long as there's a breath in your body, the Bible declares a living dog is better than a dead lion. So you trust God while you're living. Live as though today might be your last day, for we really don't know. But if the Lord was to come today, are you confident? Are you clear in your mind that you're on the right side?